RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle out today. Luke Nichols in, producing the show today. Coming up later on, we'll talk to Ross Tucker, as we do every week.
Ross.
As we head towards quite a week 18, we know most of the playoff teams, but most of the seeding we don't know yet, including obviously the Eagles, are where they're going to be, the two or the three, who they might play. We know this after last night, Hugh, with the Rams losing that game. We know there's now only three teams the Eagles could play. There's only three. If they jump to the two seed, they're going to play the Packers. If they are the three, they're going to play the 49ers or the Rams. That's it. That is the way this is going to go. And we know that as we enter the final week of the regular season. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, because he spoke yesterday, and he spoke this morning on WIP with Tom and Devin about the idea of what they're going to do. So, initial question yesterday, I think it was the second question, actually, but after they talk about the offense thinking it up. Second question, what's the mentality? What is he thinking as they try to go into a week with a big decision to play or not to play? Here was Nick Sirianni yesterday in his day after press conference.
There's still things up in the air as far as seeding goes, right? I mean, it's pretty similar to where we were last week. You know, what you end up going through is, obviously we've done it both ways. We've had opportunities to rest. We've had opportunities to continue to get a better seed and played. So really, I don't think, you know, your process, you go through your process, you go through all those different things, but every season's a little bit different. Every team's a little bit different. We'll end up doing what we think's the best for the team. And that, you know, as we go through our process, and we're still thinking through that. You know, that's not a decision I have to make today, or even tomorrow. It's just something that you have to go through the process of making it. And so, again, at the end of the day, we'll do what we feel is best for the team. I know there'll be debate about, you know, whatever it is that we do, but, you know, that's why we have to go through our process. And do what we feel is best to help our team, you know, moving forward.
Well, I mean, that's the part he said there, but they'll go through the process. It makes you wonder how many different elements go into this, right? Is it just about how they're playing? Is it about injury stuff? Is it about the rest of the league? I mean, it's as simple as, hey, we got a lot of guys banged up, we're going to sit. Sometimes it's as simple as, hey, we're going for the one seed that's just too good to pass up. I feel like of all the years they've been with Sirianni and they've been in this kind of spot, this one feels like the most challenging decision.
Well, yeah, because it's... You have a lot at play here. Like I said, the offense does not look great, and you have to weigh that against, you know, do you want to try to get one final tune-up before you go into the playoffs? I mean, you've won games, no question about that. And like I said earlier, it's an anomaly of a season, because when you look at it and you say the strength of schedule going into this season and the outcome being what it is, where the Eagles are, you would say that was a pretty good year. But the process to get to this point has been rocky at best, especially when you talk about what this offense has or hasn't been all season long. So, and I just feel, me personally, that you want to try to put or get as many tune-ups as you possibly can for your offense. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. But to your point, I know guys are banged up and everything like that. No matter what, Joe, you're not going to be able to – everybody's not going to get rest. You know, this is a regular season game. Guys are going to have to play. I know you probably want to get the key starters out there, but to be realistic, everybody's not going to get a chance to rest.
You know what's interesting about that? Because in most years, and this, you know, I don't mean to bring up the luxury necessity thing, but Hugh, in most years, What are we talking about when we're talking about resting starters? We're talking about the quarterback, right?
Yeah,
we're
talking about the core guys.
Yeah, the two wide receivers, the most expensive players on the team, the left tackle, and obviously Lane.
Because all the offensive linemen ain't going to be able to sit.
Well, sit most of them.
Yeah, but not all of them.
You're right. They can't sit all of them. They can sit three or four of them. But I guess my point is, who are the most important players on this team? Like, this year, this team, I know, you know, your reflex is to say the quarterback and running back and all that.
I mean, because that's normally, that's who we're talking about.
But, like, when I'm thinking about this weekend, when I think about, you know, who I want to sit and who I want to protect.
You're talking about the defense
players. I'm talking about the defense players. Like, if they're going to go win the Super Bowl this year, the guys they need, and, let's put Jalen in a different conversation because the quarterback is just, even when he's not playing great, it's such an important position. So, remove Jalen. He'll sit. But, like, I think about Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Zach Bond. Like, those are the guys that right now are the guys I need to keep healthy, and I want to sit them on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's hear one more from Sirianni. This was right at the end of his press conference yesterday. I thought it was telling because he was asked kind of his thought process if he would sit them. If he did, like, what is into the thinking if they do end up sitting? Here's how Sirianni answered that.
If I look back and how beneficial some of the buys that we've had have been, right? That's part of the reason why you think through it, right? It's a marathon of a season. You give you guys some rest. You get some time to think through some different things, even though you're preparing for an opponent as you go. Both times that I've been here that we've been to the Super Bowl, we've had that opportunity for a bye. And that's 22 and obviously 24. In 21, we created ourselves a bye as well. You had the opportunity to do that. Now it didn't, we didn't go to Tampa and win because we didn't win that game, obviously. And 23, we played a little bit in that aspect. And all these different scenarios, like you have a bunch of different scenarios. And yes, your seating's not locked down yet, but you are thinking, hey, can I put ourselves in the best position seating-wise, but while also you're thinking to yourself how important, buys are and creating them if you don't earn the right for the first round buy. So those are all things you got to think through and go through, because I think a lot of guys would say last year that, that was a big deal of being able to have the buy last year, a built-in buy last year to set us up for what we ultimately did last year.
That last line actually, the whole answer makes me think they're sitting the starters on Sunday. When I heard him, because he said two things there. One, he talked about what happened in 23, right? That's the year A.J. Brown got hurt in a game that they had to win, and also they needed the Cowboys to lose. Did not work out. Similar to this year where we need the Bears to lose. And then he mentioned last year the guys would say that bye they created by not playing, or that was the week we were debating the Saquon record. They didn't play.
Yeah.
And he thinks the guys would say that helped them go win the Super Bowl. That, I think they're going to rest. Whether or not they should is, that's everyone's opinion. But my gut is they're going to rest.
No, from that snippet right there, it sounds like that might be the case. But I would rather them play. I still would rather them play because I trust this defense way more than I trust this offense.
Well, I think we all agree that.
21 points, dog. 21 points and try to figure out a way to keep the ball for at least 40 minutes.
But let me ask this. I know I can guess your answer already. It's probably going to be something like that's football. But, like, how would you feel if it's Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Cooper DeJean has a sprained ankle, and Quinyon Mitchell's got a bum shoulder? They win, but the Bears win. They got to play next week, and their two best defensive backs are hurt.
I mean, that's football.
Yeah, but you could have avoided it. You could have avoided it.
You can never avoid it.
Yes, you can.
You can. Cooper and Quinyon, knock on wood, could get hurt walking to the car. The wind could blow them, and a piece of debris can hit them in the head, and
But what I mean. You could avoid it by not playing them this week.
That's the nature of the beast.
But you could avoid it.
I mean, sometimes injuries are unavoidable.
You don't play the player.
But you're out there playing. I mean, the purpose is to play a game.
I'll tell you this much. If we come in here on Monday and they are at the three seed anyway, and a significant starter is hurt for the playoff game, I will destroy destroy Sirianni. I mean, like I will, because like this is avoidable. Again, most weeks injuries aren't avoidable. I'd never get on a coach for a player getting injured. That's no one's fault. But this week is like the one time it is avoidable. It is.
I mean, I look at it like this, and I truly understand your sentiment when you talk about getting guys healthy. But this team, as well as they've played, and I gotta preface it by saying that first, because they won a lot of games.
Well, the defense has played well.
Well, the team has won a lot of games.
That's true, bro. Because of the defense.
The team has won a lot of games, whether you like it the way they did it or not. But when you talk about a well-oiled machine, they're far from that.
Mm, of course.
And they need as much work as they possibly can, because now we're going into a scenario where we're one and done. Like, that's the reality. Like, all them offensive sputtering in the second half and burping the baby and, you know, going 1-2-3 punt and all that other stuff, that can get you sent home. So I want this team to be, whatever that offense looks like, they need to be humming and clicking on all cylinders. And the way that you do that, you get your ass out there and go to work.
Well, I guess, but haven't they been going to work all year and it hasn't been humming? Hasn't been humming at all. I mean,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's going to happen this season. 215-592-9494. We also, if you just hopped in, have brought back, to the reluctance of some out there, Hughes Clues for the first time. Has it been like 2 months? I think it has been.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, but Hughes Clues made its triumphant return today for the first time in a while to wrap up our final show of 2025. Hugh, that first clue for everyone out there?
The first clue was they've been around since the late 90s.
All right, since the late 90s, this has been around since. That's your first clue. Jack in Norristown's up with his thought on resting or playing. What's up, Jack?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jack.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on this one. I'm with you and Luke. You got to go for that number two spot.
How come?
I know you got two games. You got to win the first one, but we got to play the second one at home too. Big advantage.
It is, yeah. Jack. It is. I mean, that is, if they can get it, it is a big advantage. I mean, as Luke was saying, if they played the Bears here in the second round, they'd be a small favorite. You know, whatever the points spread would be. If they went to Chicago, they'd be an underdog. I mean, I agree with you on that, Jack. That is the big advantage. And you remember, obviously, last year they were the 2 seed. The 1 seed got knocked off, so they ended up having the home game in the NFC title game as well. So that's all kind of part of it.
That's last year, Joe. Yeah. But you're being too much of a Donnie Downer, man.
Mm-hmm. I just think we're ignoring that the rest has helped them in the past.
The only one you rest is Lane Johnson, and you watch the scoreboard. If the Bears go up big, then we take them out. If we go up big, then we take everybody out. You got to get that second spot. It means a lot, man. Plus, you get them West Coast teams to come here. Let them play in the cold. They're not used to it.
Well, they're not. Yeah, right now, if they're the 3, they would end up with the Niners or the Rams. Jack, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about today?
Well, it's something about kids, but my kids are older than all you guys, so I'm going with Xbox games.
Xbox games.
That's not
Jack,
a bad guess.
Appreciate. Did Xbox come out in the 90s or was it early 2000s?
I would say in the 90s, because I remember Xbox, I want to say 99, 2000.
Feels probably. Like it was 99.
Yeah, because
it went
I remember.
Xbox, the first one, then Xbox 360?
No, because I remember Xbox, they gave us Xboxes when they first came out, because Halo was the big game.
November 15th, 2001.
Yeah.
So, I knew so that, a little past the 90s.
Well, yeah, but I remember around Xbox. Because, boy, I tell you, we used to, when they used to have a... We used to have the Xbox set up in the back room, and we used to play, like, used to have, I guess what it was called, like, the sandbox, where you go around, you know, shoot at people.
Oh, like, you mean like in the facility?
Yeah.
As a team?
Yeah,
the team.
We used to play that.
Who were the gamers?
You. Me. I was definitely a gamer. It was a tight end. I can't think of his name right now. Not Chad. Chad used to play a little bit. Chad Lewis. I forgot the other tight end's name, but it was a couple guys, and we used to play a lot. But we used to have names like that was one of the DC Sniper Malvo,
oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, we used to have like
now
Mr.
I'm curious
to kill your ass.
I'm curious if I could figure out the other tight end that played with you.
I can't remember his name.
Jeff Thomason, Tony Stewart. Yeah, Tony Stewart was with you in 2001.
Tony, Tony was the he was a tight end.
Yeah,
yeah. Stu used to be back there.
That was his only year here. 2001.
Yeah, and it was funny because the kickers and stuff used to play after we went to practice because they weren't allowed to play.
Why?
Because they weren't allowed. They're kickers.
But you always exude the virtues of David Akers.
I do.
But you wouldn't let him play video games?
No, David was different.
I wish I knew about this when we had him on the pregame a few weeks ago. I would have brought this up. Remember when Hugh wouldn't let you play video games, David?
Oh, no, David wasn't with that. David used to play. David was a little different.
Yeah, David. We had him on the pregame a few weeks ago. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play the starters on Sunday? I say no. I just – and it's not about – It's not so much I'm afraid they're going to get hurt. It's just risk versus reward. Like, the reward, yeah. I mean, I hear our last call brings up a very good point. The two seed is an advantage this year in terms of this, just the structure of the playoffs, a second home game. And I do think the Packers right now, because of the injuries they've suffered, you know, specifically Micah Parsons out, they're clearly the worst NFC team heading into the postseason. They look like they're running on fumes. It's similar to last year when we played them in the first round. They came in here and looked like they were running on fumes, banged up, and the Eagles beat them up. I get that. But guys, we don't control this. That's the part that I'm stuck on.
Yeah,
I
get you on that.
We need the Bears to lose at home to a team they're better than. I mean,
but it's highly likely that happens.
That they lose?
Yeah.
No, highly likely.
To the Lions? The Lions are going home, right? And if they could, I look at it like from a player's perspective. If I could spoil your chance to having the number one seed and putting you in a position where you had to be on the road, I would try to do that.
So I agree that the Lions will try, but I don't know if it's likely they win the game. I mean, the Lions stink now. And the Lions just lost to the Lions lost to a third string quarterback on Christmas with their season on the line. I just think they're cooked.
Dan Campbell's not a coach to have his team just roll over.
No, they will try. They will.
He's got the whole, you know, going to bite your kneecaps and whatever. He's going to give some speech, and they'll actually try.
I mean, I agree with you guys. They're going to bring it. They're going to try to spoil the Bears, especially with the whole Ben Johnson thing. Like, the Lions will come to play in that game.
Yeah, I like the division thing, like the rival, and the fact that the fact that we're talking about. The Chicago Bears, being in the position that they're in.
They're good.
That is beautiful thing about the NFL, man. Beautiful thing about the NFL. But there's something to be said about, like, spoiling your perfect day.
But aren't the Commanders the same thing here?
Well, yeah, it is. It's the same thing. But that game, I feel like is more of the must-see TV because of the fact, like the Detroit Lions last year were that team.
Yeah, they were.
For the last two seasons were that team. The Chicago Bears virtually came out of nowhere this year.
With their former offensive coordinator and took it. Yeah.
And for me, that's what better way to play or go out and be like, hey, Ben, you know, we love you, but we're about to send you. You know, we're about to put you in a bad spot.
I agree. I think the Lions will come to play in the game. They're going to try. I just, since week three, the Bears
are. Joe, you got me thinking about that. And I might have gone ahead and put a parlay on that. I might get some money into this new year.
The Bears, since week three, are 11-3.
More money.
The Lions are 7-7, including losing to Max Brosmer. I mean,
oh, that's fine.
But they stink right now. I mean, like.
Who do we lose to? We lost to Caleb Williams before we looked at him and thought he was pretty decent.
The Bears are good.
And we lost to, who was the dude in Denver?
Bo Nix. But the Broncos are good.
I'm talking about that.
I guess my point is, if the Bears were underdogs, if they were on the road, if it was a different kind of situation, like, all right, then,
I think I'm going to go ahead and ride with
I think you're,
Lions.
You guys are dreaming on wishing and hoping for things. I mean, like, again, this is unlikely to. I would put it as, I'll give you 35% chance. 35% chance it breaks our way that the Lions go into Chicago and win the game. So it could happen, but I'm not playing my starters for a 35% chance. Mickey is up on WIP. What's up, Mickey?
Parlay real quick.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays.
You too, Mickey. What's up, pal?
So I do agree that we do need to go into the playoffs with some, just some rhythm. But you're right. The risk is just too much for me. But I do want to say this. The offensive line, they got to get something going. Cam Jurgens has missed multiple blocks coming through the Washington game and now the Bills. So I do feel like we got to send them out there at least for a series or something. I don't know. I mean, it's a toss-up, really. I mean, it's all about,
games.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, so here's my thing, Mickey, with the sending them out there for a little bit. I just don't want to half-ass it, right? Like, if we're giving them to me, the advantage of a rest would be that the starters rest this week, right? They don't fully practice. They don't prepare for the game. They give their bodies a full rest. And then next week, and they come back, and obviously whoever we're going to play, they get ready for the game. If we play like a quarter or something, then they got to practice all week. They got to get ready. They got to be out there. It just feels like either we're in or we're out. And I know a lot of people out there say, let's watch the scoreboard, right? If the Lions get up, then we got a chance. If the Lions get down, maybe we pull the starters. I would prefer just either we play the game or we rest the guys.
I agree. I just, man, this Cam Jurgens, we got an offensive line issue, man. And I do think we need to go into the draft having some type of idea of getting this offensive line better. Lane's not going to be here for that much longer, and we all know that. And Cam, I don't know if that back surgery completely just changed everything for him, and it does sometimes. You know, my family's all medical history. I mean, we were talking about it. These surgeries can change the way players play. You know, Hugh, you know that. You probably played along people that something just they didn't come back right. So we got a center issue. And, I mean, he's blowing blocks like it is ridiculous. And then he turns around and looks at Jalen like, oh, my bad. Instead of going into the next level of taking the next, like, a linebacker out, he's looking behind. It's way too late, buddy. Cam Jurgens needs a stick to make him beat jerky, man. He's not going to be playing on the Eagles not so much more.
I hear you.
The contract we gave him was just ridiculous. Howie needs to stop being so gung-ho. I don't know if we had to pay him yet or something, but, you know, and Tyler's team, God, my God, dude. It's unreal. It's unheard of. We were supposed to be the number one offensive line. Yeah. I'll take this, that, and whatever. I had to get that off my
chest. So, Mickey, with that, I think it's worth noting, because you mentioned they should draft an offensive lineman kind of high. They, in the last three drafts, the only offensive lineman they've taken within the first four rounds, like for the last 3 years, first four rounds, is Tyler Steen. Like they have negated drafting young linemen for the last 3 years, and I think we're seeing the kind of the after effect of that. I'd be surprised if this coming draft, within the first three rounds, they don't draft an offense. They need one. I mean, they need probably one.
They need him in the first two rounds.
They might.
They'll probably get
offensive linemen in free agency.
They're expensive in free agency.
And agency, I don't know, man. And Hugh, you're probably onto something I'm not, but my God, dude, that the videos that are on Twitter right now, Instagram, Facebook.
I saw it, dog. It's not the record.
It is,
and I know me and Jason talked about it the other day. I mean, Jason killed him.
I mean, I don't know. I'll let you guys go on that one. I got something for the 90s, though.
Yeah, what is it?
You said they, so I'm thinking it's a group, but I had an answer before I heard the they come out of Hugh's mouth. But I will say the internet, all right?
Internet. Mickey, that's
that was
a
95,
really good
like,
one.
AOL.
Yeah, so the internet was been around before the 90s, right? That was invented before that. But in terms of like it becoming mainstream,
popular, it was like 95.
Yeah, I feel like most people kind of had it or started to have it in the 90s. Like that was like the normal person would have. Did you have the dial up?
Yeah. I remember when I
signed up for AOL. You still have an AOL.
I remember when I signed up for AOL like it was yesterday. And then when
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
to continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to log on and like all you had was chat rooms and you would meet people and hang out or whatever. So yeah, it was different.
So the company launched in 1985, but it was renamed America Online in 1991, and then about the mid-90s, it became like
I remember back in the day when you used to go in the grocery store, you used to go different places. They used to have a disc where they would hand you the disc and a code, like a code on the back where you could like sign up for AOL
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember having it, but I don't remember how the logistics worked back then.
Yeah, you used to get a disc because you had to download the app or whatever.
Luke, how old are you?
24.
So you've had the internet your whole life?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't do AOL. I was very late to Facebook. My first social media was Instagram and Snapchat.
Like, so as soon as you were old enough to get it, it was just there.
Yeah, it was.
It's so funny. Like, a lot of times when people say, hey, what's your email? And I tell them.
AOL. Hey, well.
And they'll look at me like, damn, dinosaur.
I remember when we got...
I remember when we got internet,
and I remember when we got cable for the first time. That was like a big deal, because when I was a kid, it was like we only had like the five channels or whatever.
I got one better for you. I remember Homebox.
Oh, no.
We got Homebox and used to... Like, I'm going old school. Shout out to all the old school people out there, but I remember getting up in the white box. You had to go flip it. You had to go flip the channel from like regular TV.
Yeah.
To the HBO.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was old school.
That is old school. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Sit or start? What would you do with the Eagles starters on Sunday if you were Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles? I would sit him. I just think the risk-reward says sit them, get rest. Hugh Douglas wants to play and wants to get that extra work for the offense, even though I'm not sure 1 week's going to change anything. Your take on all this, and... Yeah, it's Hugh's Clues. We brought it back for one special last show of 2020.
For the love of the game.
Yes. All right, your second clue for Hugh's Clues coming up. Plus, Jalen Hurts, he was asked about the starters playing and him playing on Sunday after the pass game against the Bills. What Hurts had to say, and should the players have a say in all this? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we will chat with our guy, Ross Tucker. By the way, guess what Ross gets to do this weekend?
What's that?
For the first time, you know, Ross is, you know, obviously does a lot of different broadcasting. He does the Eagles preseason games, right, on television. And then he works for CBS during the year.
Yeah, he's doing a whole lot, man.
But guess what network is calling the Eagles Commanders game on Sunday?
What?
CBS.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, Ross gets to call a regular season Eagles game. So
Ross.
I'm sure he's pumped up. We'll talk to him coming up at 12:30
today. He does a good job, too, man.
He does very good job. Yeah, I enjoy Ross whenever I catch one of his games. Elliot will join us at 1. Your phone calls are out. 215-592-9494. We are playing Hugh's Clues against my better judgment.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game, we're playing Hugh's Clues today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, and we're going to hear from Jalen Hurts this segment, what he said after the game Sunday about playing or not playing in Week 18. Hugh, why don't you help everyone out here? Give everyone a second clue for Hugh's Clues today. What do you got?
The second clue is, let me see what I wrote this out.
Your notes.
They've grown more popular recently. Like a lot.
Okay, so we had something that came, you know, arrived around the late 90s and has now grown more popular recently.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about it this morning.
Okay, all right, there you go. Second clue for Hugh's Clues, 215-592-9494.
I left that conversation alone, but yeah.
You jumped in a conversation you
didn't belong in? I didn't jump in it, but I was just like, you know, I heard him talking about it, right?
Oh.
And I was just like, ooh.
And you walked away, you said, ooh,
like, ooh,
and you walked away.
No, I was like, ooh, okay.
All right, there's your second clue. I'm sure everyone out there is annoyed at Hugh Douglas for his first two clues. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts. After the game Sunday, post-game press conference, he was asked about what, of course, has become the big topic this week. Everyone knew it would be. Should they play or not? Here was Jalen Hurts' response to that.
You said you still have one more game. Are you viewing it like you'll play next week? Are you viewing it like this is the last time you'll play before the postseason?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely, you're building.
Absolutely, yes. Looking forward to the opportunity. Obviously, it's above my control. I think you asked me something similar to that. Yeah. It's my approach.
He's there getting ready like he's supposed to. That's what I'm talking about, Jalen. Work needs to be done.
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
Do you think the players should have a say in this?
Yes, I think they do.
Hmm.
Well, I will say this, to your point. Sometimes you got to protect the players from themselves. I understand where you're going because I was that guy. And I guess I still skew that guy a little bit. You know, I still think that, you know, if there's work to be done, you need to get it done. But that's where coaches come in. And I know they're going to err on the side of caution. But, again, the only path to the Super Bowl is probably starting out with Green Bay. Since I'm going to break it on down for you. Starting out with Green Bay. I mean, and that's not promised.
Well,
it's not.
I mean, the Bears have to lose.
It's in a perfect world.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do. But you have to figure out a way, and I'm going to say it like this, to hold the ball for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you've lowered the bar so much that it's not even about scoring points anymore. It's about keep away.
Yes.
Well, I mean, typically you will score if you hold the ball for 40 minutes.
So What did we do? What did we try to do Sunday that we did do a good job in the second half? Play keep away.
Well, it's hard when you go three and out.
Yeah, and you know, the maybe opposite. The weather has something to do with that. I'm just saying. I'm trying to be nice here.
You don't have to be nice. Be honest.
No, I'm being honest and nice at the same time. Because we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And nobody that I've talked to, nobody that has watched this team thinks that, you know, when you look at the list, I was just looking at it. It was on television. The teams that scored the most points this year.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the Patriots.
Sure.
I think it was I know it was the Rams. I saw the Rams. I think Seattle was one. I want to say the Bears. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the Bears are up there. All right.
I want to say but that's what you're dealing with.
Let me give you the top 10. Rams were one, even after losing last night. Rams 1, Seattle 2, Detroit 3, not going to matter, still going to miss the playoffs. Dallas 4, New England 5, Buffalo 6, Indianapolis 7, San Francisco up to 8, Jacksonville 9, 10 is Chicago.
So that's what we're dealing with. Like our defense, I am confident that our defense – will give up no more than 17 to 21 points against those teams if they have to. 17 to 21. And in some cases, it all depends on what you get. It might be 28. But I need 20. I need 21 for my team, and then we'll figure it out from there. You need to give me 21. If we want a chance to win these games, I need 21 points. I need that. So I need to figure – like this weekend for me, even though it's the Commodores – I need to figure out a way to put 21 points on the Commodores. That's your mission.
21. They should do that. Joe, with McKee.
Listen,
21.
No, I'm saying no. It needs to be done with the starters.
They should put 30 on the
Commanders.
It needs
to be done with the starters.
They just did that 2 weeks ago.
Okay, but we found out that don't count.
Well, then why would it count this weekend?
Because it gives you some more continuity.
So you can lie to yourself.
It's like. You know how, you know, just like who's playing the last place schedule? The Patriots. And they've taken advantage of it.
Yeah, they have.
I
think they've beaten one team this year over 500.
Yeah, but they've taken advantage of the last place schedule, and that builds confidence. We need a confidence builder. We need a game where we can build our confidence, even though it might be false confidence, because if we're being honest, the last two games we played against the Commodores
and the Raiders.
And the Raiders.
False confidence.
With false confidence.
Yeah, of course they were.
Okay, well, I need one more of those.
For yourself?
For this team and this self-esteem. Because it's different. Everybody, like anybody that you talk to will tell you, it's different in the playoffs. So, with that being said, I want to go into the playoffs on a high note. If I can get 21 points going into the playoffs against an NFL team.
21 is it
high? NFL team.
Hold on a second. If they try on Sunday and only score 21 against Commanders, you're going to feel good?
NFL team. Commanders an NFL team?
Not this season.
They're an NFL team, Joe. I am looking for
not sure.
See, this is the thing. I'm looking for the small wins. You're taking this in too big of a picture. You got to take the small
21
wins. 21
against the Commanders is a bad day.
21.
It's a bad day.
21. 21. Where am I lying to anybody that's listening right now on the call line? What about 21 that I'm saying is being unrealistic?
Didn't
when
they
you
just
talk about
score 29 against Commanders 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago.
21 is the ceiling.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If we come in here Monday and they tried to beat the Commanders, they played their starters for four quarters and they only scored 21.
21.
You're the only one that's going to feel good.
Joe.
You're the only one.
Joe.
I'm going to come in here and be like, what the hell was that?
We played
our whole team and we only scored 21 on the Commanders?
Joe, you played the Buffalo Bills for four quarters.
Yeah.
And you got 13
points. But the Bills are good.
21.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying. 21.
You lost.
21.
Nope.
21.
No.
Against elite teams. Give me 21. We got a shot.
Give me 21
points.
But the Commanders are bad.
No, but I'm just saying it starts with the Commanders. And then we roll into the playoffs.
Oh, is that in the notebook?
It's in the notebook. I'm trying to tell you.
You know what? Of all the things you said there in that little rant, I don't like how hell-bent you are that it has to start with the Packers in the playoffs, because it's unlikely to.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't have to.
I know, but I got the sense that if we don't get the Packers, you're worried.
You're not worried?
We have a shot.
Okay.
I'd rather play the Packers than the Niners or Rams. I would.
When you talk about two teams.
I'd rather play the Packers.
The Niners just put up 40 points.
I know.
And they got to play Seattle.
Yes.
And you don't think that's going to be a shootout?
Yeah, I probably will.
You don't think – well, and the Rams have – who do they have?
They have Arizona.
That might not be a shootout.
That might not
be a shootout.
That game's over already.
But you're playing – but they're going to throw the ball all over the schoolyard. and they feel some kind of way about that catch that was not a catch, ruled a catch for them last night. So they feel like you're playing against two teams that if they come here, they're throwing the football. 21 points, Joe.
I just the idea of points. Hugh Douglas today that let's play the starters, we get to 21, we're cool. Nah.
21 points, Joe. How many points you scored last week against a good team?
13.
21 points, Joe.
They just scored 29 in the Commanders 20 weeks ago.
Listen, to make me feel better, just give me 21.
You're killing me.
Give me 21 and show me that you can keep away.
Yeah, I think we have to think of this differently. And the way I'm thinking about it is the Eagles' best path to win this Super Bowl is to do it like the Chiefs did it 2 years ago, the 2023 Chiefs. They were middle of the pack offensively. Mm-hmm. They were a top defense. And guess what they did in week 18? They sat their starters. They didn't worry about one more tune-up. They said, if we get healthy, we have championship pedigree, we get in the postseason, we're going to have a home game to start it off, and then we're going to go win two road games, and we're going to get to the Super Bowl. And they did it. They did it on the back of Mahomes obviously playing good football. Their defense led the way. They didn't make mistakes. That if there's a path, if you look at this Eagles team and try to pick out a similar team recently, it's the 2023 Chiefs, and they sat everyone in the final week. Andy didn't say, we got to have a little tune-up here. He said, let's get healthy, and let's go win some football games. And that's the way I look at it. Let's go to Sean in Norfolk up on WI. What's up, Sean?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, my.
You got it, Sean. What's
Thank
up, buddy?
You so much. All right, so this is what I want to say about Nick Sirianni. Like, he hides his playbook. He has done it every single season.
What does that mean, he hides his playbook?
He waits for the playoffs to open it up.
He didn't even call the plays. It wasn't even his playbook last year.
He didn't go to work today.
What are you talking about, Sean? Last year was Kellen Moore's offense.
It's still Nick Sirianni's team.
Well,
let's
okay.
Not get this exaggerated. But hey, the answer is cell phone cameras, by the way, for huge clues.
And, cell phone cameras. That's not it, but that is an interesting
answer.
That's
not a bad guess.
Yeah, no, we're getting – I think we're thinking around the right lines.
Yeah, please keep on talking.
Yeah. Sean, of course. The floor is yours, Sean. Sean, I'm turning my mic off.
Talk.
It's your show. You got it.
Joe, be quiet.
You got it, Sean. I'm sorry.
Like, this team – like, and you can see it every year.
This is why I'm mad at you.
Jalen trusts the offensive coordinators that can set players up.
I'm supposed to be drunk.
Like a good pitcher.
Yeah, we listening.
He sets defensive coordinators up like a good pitcher.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Like striking, you get Kellen Moore, right? And then he doesn't trust the ones that can't set him up like in pitchers, right? And so they hide the playbook.
So, but hold on, and Sean, I just want to workshop this with you.
Wait a minute, he's saying they're playing possum.
Yeah, so I'm going to workshop this with you because I want to let you finish. But like,
thank you.
Let's say you're right. So like, we risked losing a lot of games this year because they came down to one play because they weren't showing
their
whole playbook.
Yeah,
like, you realize that's kind of risky.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Jalen talk?
Yeah.
He says, I'm so tired of just trying not to lose a game. I just really want to dominate.
I don't know if he said it like that, but I get the gist of what he said. Yeah, I don't know if he said it that strongly.
He said those words.
I don't think he did.
He did.
He did. He didn't say, I'm so tired
Sean,
of it.
Sean, is your story.
No.
Live your truth.
He didn't say, I'm so tired of it. That would have been a big story, Sean, if he said that. I mean, that's not what he said.
He said, I'm just kind of exhausted, not trying to lose games.
I'm not sure if that was exactly a quote either, but that's okay.
I hear you, Sean. I
why
remember.
Do you do this? Going, right? Go ahead, Sean. Keep going.
We're just hiding our playbook, and I'm sick of it. And yeah, we need to let our defense start. We need to hide our offense again, and we need to go out and we're going to look. This is the poetic thing. We need to beat the 49ers.
So that's the one you think we're going to line. We're going to line up against.
You want the Niners
and Philly?
Philly.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sean, what's your drink of choice, man? I mean, like, say if you were out.
I'm drinking Eagle Rare right now, sir.
What is that?
You?
Eagle Rare.
It's a bourbon.
You got a bourbon? Oh, let me figure out what this is. Eagle Rare.
Sounds like Regal Red.
Regal Red. You said Regal Red.
Eagle Rare?
Yes, sir.
Eagle Rare Bourbon. All right, Sean. Have a great day.
Hey, enjoy your day.
This seems nice.
Is it? Are you a bourbon guy, Luke?
No, I just Googled the prices.
Okay. Your voice kind of seems like a bourbon guy.
I'm going to go ahead and
I guess I got to turn into one.
In honor of Sean, I'm going to go ahead and get me a bottle of that.
Yeah? You getting it right now?
I gotta go pick it up.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get me.
You picked up on that pretty quick that Sean had been enjoying his morning.
Listen, that's why I'm mad at you. I could have woke up and enjoyed my morning.
Again,
you could have been with Sean, right?
You know what? And I could have called in and harassed whoever was doing is sitting right here.
Well, we're not taking your calls. I mean,
could have talked about 21 points and all that.
I could have talked about that, man. I probably could have been at some strip club looking at some folks that ain't got no clothes on, but yet I'm here. Okay. With Joe.
A few things. You could have taken the day off. We established this yesterday. That's on you.
I just like playing.
Second, you were in the room when the schedule was went over.
I was.
In the room.
I was.
Yeah.
But this way feels so much better.
As if it's my, like, you know, Kyle's not here. He went rogue. No. You could have went rogue.
No, we sat there, Luke, and I said, what is Joe going to do? All right, then, whatever Joe want to do.
And I said, I'll work.
Yesterday,
he's like,
that's the right way to play it.
Yesterday, he's like, wait, we're working tomorrow? It's like, yeah.
I'm like, why you do that? Why you make us work today?
Because we need to come in here today and get people right on this sit versus start thing.
Wait a minute. And I got a lot of nerve. I'm up here talking about letting the starters play, and I don't even want to come to work on a Tuesday.
You want to rest on a Tuesday. You get tomorrow off, Thursday off, Friday off, Saturday off.
I was mad they called me here today. What are you doing?
Yeah, by the way, wasn't there a story back when you played and you had an incentive and Andy said, nah, you're going to sit?
Yeah, he did. He sat me.
Yeah,
and I threatened, and he laughed. And I threatened, and he made it right, though. It was funny, though, right? Because I went in the office, I was like, oh, hey, coach, if I don't play, something's going to happen. He's like, okay.
He saw right through your nonsense.
Coach, I need this bread. And he's like, whatever, dude, you're not playing. I sat down, and you know, they made it right. But, yeah, that
you know what
story.
I need to find? I'm going to search the story. I'm sure someone wrote about it that week back, what was it, like 2001, one of those years?
Yeah. As a fact, I talked to Susie Colbert about it when I had hair. It was an interview I did with Susie.
Oh, we got to try to find it.
Man. Yeah, I had hair. And they made it right because they was like, oh, you got an incentive because I needed like a sack or something. So they ended up changing it. They ended up voiding the contract, rewriting the contract, and I ended up getting
so they made it right even though, but they were putting the team first.
Yeah, they did. They did.
You know what?
You got to think, we were trying to get to where the Eagles have gone.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's not quite the same because it was an incentive versus a big NFL record, but it's kind of like the Saquon thing last year, right? Yeah. Like Saquon was going for a record and something special, and they said, team first. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Tyrone in Middletown is up. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, guys. First, I'd like to wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Hey,
it's
been
on talk
well.
To you again.
Happy New Year, Tyrone. Family. What's up, pal?
Thank you. Yeah, this call about the Eagles and about the situation, about personally – my gut tells me that they should rest the starters because of the situation with the offensive line dinged up. And I did notice even Devontae Smith took a hard – he does these acrobatic catches, and he keeps getting pounded on the turf. And if you notice Sunday, he took a few seconds to get up, and that's the last couple of games he's done the same thing. And I think that the Eagles, personally, I'd like to see their offense get to the point where they just feel like they're supercharged and they're ready to go. And with the offensive line having all of these injuries and with the ankles and knees of these big 350-pound guys and all of that, and that's my motivation. I think if they become healthy, I think they can beat anybody, any place, at any time. If everything is firing on all cylinders, I don't care who they get in front of. If they're healthy and they're ready, and they get the right game plan, getting back to the offense in particular, because they're kind of like they're not running on all cylinders, and it's like an 8-cylinder car that's running on 6 cylinders.
So Tyron, I agree with, before you finish on the offense, I agree with your first point. Like, if they play their best football, considering how good the defense is, they could beat anyone. I was thinking about this as I watched the game last night, Hugh, when the Rams lost. I can't remember a time heading into the final week of the season that I don't have a strong opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl.
That's why I said 21 points.
So, like most years,
21.
I feel like I know. And you could be wrong, right? You could take a team and they get knocked off. But, like, yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I have thought for most of the season the Rams have been the most impressive team. Tyrone, they're going to be the 5 or 6 seed. They're not even going to win their division. So, it is wide open. It's as wide open as any year I can remember in a long time. And you're right. If the Eagles play their best, they can absolutely be back in the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think nobody's doubting that.
Yeah. And that's my primary concern because, you know, Lane Johnson, perfect example. He'll be coming back right around in a couple of weeks, hopefully. And then you look at, you know, Cam Jurgens. You know, he's having trouble apparently physically. And then you look at Mulata. He's not the same force that he was. He's not holding his blocks. And then if you you look at number 69, the big guy from what's he from Alabama?
Dickerson.
He's having a lot of like lower body injuries that he's not the same as he once was because of injuries. So I think that line was the best line in the NFL. It's very important to Saquon. They're not holding their blocks. They're not playing complementary football on the offensive end. And I think we have one of the best, if not the best, offense in the game at one time. What's your thoughts?
Well, not
on
this
that?
Season.
I mean, well, not this season.
No.
Yeah, but I know. I get the gist of what you're picking up, what you're putting down. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, the Eagles, you know. I look at it, this season hinges on old injuries more than anything else. I think that if they can get the offense healthy, I literally believe they can beat anybody. It all depends on the next man up mentality that they had before. I think other than health, I think most of it is just them, is getting geared up.
Well, that's a big part of it. And I think you're right about the offensive line. They haven't looked right the entire season. Tyrone, what do you got for us? A guess for Hugh's Clues, something that's been around since the late 90s and has gotten more popular recently.
Oh, recently. Wow, that's the part that threw me.
Mm-hmm.
I when you said recently, I tell you what I was going to say, but that one went out. Nah, you got me on that.
Go with your first guess. What was the first guess?
I was going to say Supersize Mills.
Supersized meals, that was a big thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not it,
Tyrone.
Guess, though.
Have supersized meals.
It kind of goes with supersized meals.
I'm not sure it does. I mean, you might think it does. I'm not. Yeah, is supersized meals still a thing?
Oh, yeah. When I get a supersized if I go to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
If I go, like, say, to Chick-fil-A or something. Get a large fry and a large
But that's
drink.
Not super size. That's just large.
Well, I
super size
okay,
is super.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think super size has just turned into normal.
Well, that's probably, yeah, that, I think you're right on
you
that.
You see what I'm saying? Because yeah. It's not, it's like
portions have gotten bigger.
The large is now the super size.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I just haven't heard the phrase in a long time. That was a very nice thing. Supersize me, right?
Morgan Spurlock. That was the guy's name. That I think that's his name, Morgan Spurlock, that gained all that weight from eating.
Oh, was
McDonald's.
He the supersize me
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, he's the supersize me guy.
You're right. That's his name, Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, look at me.
You nailed that.
Useless information, Douglas.
Maybe that should have been Hugh's Clues, Morgan Spurlock. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tuesday. Right, we got a lot to get to. We're going to have Ross Tucker on the show at 12:30. We'll have Elliot at 1 o'clock. Your phone call is coming up. And we're going to check in what they're saying in Chicago. What's going on? 670 The Score. We usually like to check in with the kind of the enemy. Now, the Bears aren't an enemy yet. They might be in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, they're an enemy.
Well, we're fighting with them for the two seed. It's interesting. We're having this debate. What's their conversation about the importance of getting the two seed, of them winning their game? We'll check in with 670 The Score out in Chicago, what they're talking about. Get all your phone calls up here. And Hughes Clues, something that's like, you know, from the 90s. We're doing it for the love of the game today. We're throwing Hugh Douglas a bone because he didn't want to come to work. Hughes Clues, your guess is coming up as well as your take on this. Should the Eagles play their starters on Sunday? I say no. Hughes says yes. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.